welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We love hearing from you. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok handle is amiebutler66, A-M-I-E-B-U-T-L-E-R 66. And my Instagram DMs are always open, amiebutler96. Please remember to download, subscribe, rate, even comment. Every little bit helps to get this podcast out there. And thank you so much to everyone who has already listened and downloaded and done all of that amazing stuff. We really appreciate it. This podcast is doing so much better than we ever thought. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode. This week, I've got my anonymous friend back with me. Hello.
Hi, babes. How are we?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I missed you.
I know. It's been a long time.
I did listen to the episode and it's so good.
Yes. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Was it weird listening and not sort of being on it?
It was, but it was nice because it was kind of like...
I got to listen to a podcast about, like, asexuality, and I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
It is nice to be part of it. Like, yeah. It's nice to be from both sides.
Yeah. I actually listened back to last week's episode, and it was really insightful. And because I found when I was recording it, I didn't necessarily take it all in. So it was nice to re-listen and enjoy the conversation as well.
Yeah. No, it's good. If we want to get more guests on. Let's do it. I think it's great.
Yes. Please get in touch if you want to come on the podcast. We would love to have you on and have good conversations. How's your week been? Because I feel like your week's been more exciting than mine.
No, it's been all right. It's been pretty good.
So, so nice that the weather is just deciding to pop off and be like sunny.
Oh, makes my God. This weather.
A little bit more joyful. And then I actually finished my working week with a little date.
She's been to dating school, guys.
Yes I did. It's my second date of the year. My first one was with you.
I've had one date and it's been the best date so far.
Yes.
Oh, how was it? How did you feel before going on the date?
It was like the nervous excited, not like nervous scared, because I would say meeting new people doesn't really bother me, because in my like job and just general day-to-day life, I do quite enjoy meeting new people. So I went in with a very casual, open mind, just being like, let's just see what happens. I had a really nice time, actually. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Just went for some food, had a couple of drinks. Conversation was good. I think we're just going to, like, see how things progress. He's not ace, though, so obviously that's a whole different situation.
Yeah. Did you tell her that you were asexual?
Well, it's on my profile.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on all of them because...
All is a lot. I'm on like a couple of the dating apps and not all of them. I've noticed when I was like setting up my profile, only a very small handful of them list asexual as like a...
Really?
On your profile. So it is on my profile, so there is that awareness, but we didn't really talk about it necessarily.
Yeah. But then,
it wouldn't really naturally necessarily come up in conversation on a first date unless you're going to like sleep with someone, which
yeah,
I don't judge.
Okay.
So, I'm not gonna
was it something that was on your mind at all? And you were like, should we talk about it?
A little bit of a niggly feeling in the back of my head being like,
do we talk about it? Do we not? But I think actually like on the date, I was fine. And then had a little bit of a moment when the date finished and it was a bit like, oh... I had a really nice time. What if nothing is going to progress because of that? Then it's a bit...
Well, it's interesting, though, because you've got it on your profile, she wouldn't be interested or go on the date with you in the first place if she wasn't open to that anyway and, like, accepting of it and interested in exploring...
The only other thing that made me think was because from another match that I got,
you know, like all three of them or whatever. The girl who I was messaging, she was like, what is it?
Okay.
I had no idea. And to be honest, from the conversation, I don't think that we were like, because I can tell very much from the chat, like how people talk, whether or not, number one, we're going to meet in person, or number two, it's actually going to like be a good vibe. Because like when me and you started chatting, just like friendly chatting, I was like, I know I'm going to get on with you. Like it wasn't like, you didn't have to like reach to make that effort.
Yeah.
One was a bit like, oof, a bit stagnant, if I'm honest. But then she asked me what it was, so I told her about it. And then the conversation really slowed down, which, I mean, it went from, like, 2 miles an hour to, like, 0 miles an hour. And so that was, like, a bit of a hint for me. And then she messaged me and I just kind of said to her, listen, like, it's cool. If that's not your thing, I don't take offence.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I didn't really know what to say to you. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I'm not, I'm a big girl. Like, you can just say, like, I'm really sorry I match with you. I would like to have sex with people and I'm not going to be bothered about that. Like, you have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, I think it's great that you're doing that. I really need to get on that. I think life for me has just got in the way a little bit, and whether I'm using that as an excuse or not, I don't know, but it just has.
You haven't told me about your next few weeks' schedule, and I can't see you going on any dates until at least April.
Oh, no. I'm written off until April the 20th. Like, well, I'm MIA.
Want to book me again for 21st of April?
What, for a date or a podcast recording?
Do both, it's fine.
Do both. Kill two birds at one stone.
Give it a shot. We'll have a great time.
Yeah. Oh, God. So this week I thought I've got some more messages that I definitely want to delve into. So first of all, I've got this lovely message from Jasmine, who I don't think has said she wants to be anonymous. So just anyone who is going to message and email in or message me, can you just clarify if you want to be anonymous or if you don't mind not being anonymous? But because she's literally said, hi, Amy, my name is Jasmine, I think she's fine.
Yes. I mean, we won't reveal any other details. If
yeah,
you...
exactly. Jasmine could be anyone. Yeah. So she said, hi, Amy, my name is Jasmine. I follow your content on TikTok, which is where I heard about your podcast. After listening to 2 episodes of Asexuals Anonymous, I just want to say how much I've enjoyed both the content and the podcast. You're one of the 3 creators on TikTok that I follow who identifies as asexual, but I connect with your content the most because of how genuine and empowering it is. Aww. Thanks. I wish there had been posts like yours when I was first discovering myself as asexual, but TikTok wasn't around back then. I feel like asexuality is often the forgotten sexuality. Hardly anyone knows about it. Correct. That is exactly how I feel as well. That's why I'm so glad there are creators like you who are raising awareness and talking about it. I hope people on TikTok who identify as ace, are struggling, or are questioning whether they might be ace, find your page, because it's been so helpful. I also want to say how much I really love learning from your content. It's insightful and makes me feel more connected to my identity. Your podcast has been amazing to listen to so far. I especially enjoyed your guest Anonymous and hearing how your TikTok content has helped her on her journey of self-discovery. I also appreciated hearing your story and the experiences you shared. I haven't met many people who identify as asexual. It's just one person here in Australia. She's from Australia!
Worldwide, baby!
That's so cool! So the next best thing is hearing stories like yours. I'm curious to hear more from others about how they discovered they were asexual. Was it similar to my experience? Was it by accident or through social media? I'm really looking forward to hearing more stories on the podcast. Thank you for creating this space and being so open about being asexual on TikTok. Have a lovely day. Jasmine, P.S. You have a great podcast voice. It's very soothing and comforting. Oh, that's probably to you as well.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I find your voice really comforting, to be fair, to listen to. I think you've got a great podcast voice.
Read you a bedtime story.
Thank you. That's so lovely, and she loves having you on the podcast too.
Thanks, Jasmine. I appreciate you. That's really nice. And it's gone far and wide.
I love that. Yeah. Cool. I wonder whereabouts in Australia she's from.
Let us know, Jasmine. We're very interested in you now.
We are. I was recently in Australia, as some people probably already know, and I actually did put up a TikTok being like, let's have an Australian meetup, and like no one replied.
Well, that's what Jasmine said, she doesn't really know of anyone.
Yeah.
But I don't really know anyone, like, actually know anyone apart from you.
No.
But then it seems like there's loads of people, based on like how many like people have listened to the podcast and people who look like view your TikToks and comment.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like,
take out the people who make stupid comments.
Yeah, and I think
so many people.
I think more people do identify it than is spoken about, and also is maybe admitted. But also because it's just such a big spectrum, and like anyone can kind of sit on it.
I'm swinging all over the place on it now.
Yeah, it can be confusing. But that was a really nice email. Thank you so much. When she said she feels like it's the forgotten sexuality, I've said this before to someone or to people before.
I think we've spoken about it on an episode, I'm sure.
How
we want our A back in the whole spectrum, because people say it's ally and all different things, and also like it's right at the end.
Yeah.
It's like drop.
Just sucks sometimes, doesn't it?
Preach.
Preach. Right. Next message. I am going to keep these anonymous. So, says, hi, Amy. I started listening to your podcast, and first, I just want to say I'm really enjoying it. I'm 16, and I've recently started thinking that I might be Aero Ace. But is that Aero? I always say this wrong. Is it Aero Ace or A? How do you say that?
I just read it in my head. Don't say it out loud, because I'm...
Okay, fair.
Aero.
Aero Ace? I always call it Aero Ace, like the chocolate bar, Aero.
Yeah, but it's like, would it be A, because it's like asexual and aromantic and A...
I don't know. Let's stick with Aero Ace and hope that people know what I'm talking about. But I'm not sure, as I'm only 16, but I do fit the definitions for both. I've mainly struggled with the aromantic part because I don't feel like I'll ever be able to truly be in a relationship where I love the person back. And I know that for so many aromantics, they can, but I just feel a bit hopeless. Being asexual doesn't seem to bother me that much. I'm not really sure why, but I was just wondering if you had any advice that could help with anything. Not really sure what the purpose is of this message, to be fair, and I'm possibly just waffling, but I would really appreciate anything you could tell me. I don't know really, because I don't identify as aero-ace or aromantic.
Mm. I think also,
if I sat down and had a conversation with me at 16 and me now, I think the 16-year-old would be shocked.
Yes.
So that is one thing I think definitely you should factor in, which has said like, or they have said, that they are only 16, they're young. And it is good in a way, it is really good that they're figuring it out now, kind of way.
Well, it's nice that they're aware of the sexuality.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, things 100%. Change, because if you had a conversation with me at 16, mm-hmm. I was, you know, fake tanning, eyelashes, dresses, skirts, gonna marry a man and have two kids and a dog. Whereas
if you look at me now and like where I'm at now, it's like worlds apart from that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And at the time, I wasn't uncomfortable with who I was. Like, it wasn't like I was
forcing myself to be that person, but that was my brain at the time. And then things have changed and developed and stuff like that. So where you're at now when you're 16 and where you're going to be even in like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it's good to have that awareness that you might be ace.
Or yeah.
You want to identify. But I think my biggest advice would be, don't just put yourself in the ace box. It's so good that you've got the awareness of all these different, like, kind of, they are labels. Some people like labels, some people don't. Me personally, there's certain labels that I do prefer, and they make me feel like cozy and comfy and safe. But if at any point I'm not like married and tied to those labels, so I would say just don't lock yourself in the ace box. Just leave the door open a little bit, maybe, and then you can figure more out about yourself as you grow older and find your people.
Do you know how I picture like sexuality? I picture that, especially like asexuality, I picture like a really long line and that's like the spectrum. And I picture like loads of cardboard boxes, but with the lid, with like no lid.
Yeah.
So they're open. So you can jump.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you can jump from box to box quite easily. That's how I picture it. Like you should never, well, I've said it before, you should never box yourself in, sellotape it up and never be up for
anything. Things do change. Like I think even in the last few months, things for me personally have definitely changed with what I think that I want, but it might not even be that. So it's just like, just don't, it's so good that you've got the awareness. And at a young age as well, you can spend time maybe finding more people or finding more people, because I can't lie, I don't know if you're the same. The people who I had at 16, I've still got a handful of them, but nowhere near the people who I thought would be there.
Oh, God, yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got the solid foundation of the people who I was friends with when I was younger, but I've moved quite far away from home, so I don't even have the same relationship with them, but I've very much found my people now.
Yeah.
Majority of them.
I think as well, like, you're always going to find more and more of your people too. So every year I accumulate more friends, and some friends might sort of fade away a little bit, but you'll always accumulate the people that you need around you, which is really exciting, I find.
And I think, like, if for me and you, for example,
I don't think I had any awareness of any kind of any sexuality when I was younger. And I think when I was younger, it wasn't, I think I had, maybe there was like one gay person in my whole secondary school.
Oh, there was absolutely no one gay in my secondary
school. Wasn't that being gay was necessarily bad, because I think I was at that point where it was kind of changing from, the world was changing, where it was a bit like, it wasn't good or bad. It was just kind of like in the middle zone of, oh, that person's gay. Oh, all right. Might say something a bit weird, a bit different, whatever, but it wasn't like, that person's gay. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh,
but
it
wasn't at the point where it was like, that person's gay, and it was like, celebrated, or if it wasn't even a big deal, it was kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So I think I, at that age, because of the age that I am now, it was a different time to how it is now. And I think
cars outside are so loud.
Busy your house.
Busy. Shush.
But yeah, now I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to tell you what I thought I'd be doing when I was 16? So I wanted to be an X Factor dancer. And I was like, I didn't even know being like a performer, you could go to performing arts college. I didn't even know that was a thing. So at 16, I was like, I want to be an X Factor dancer. I'm just going to go to Pineapple and make it somehow. Relationship wise, I'm going to be in a relationship at 24, probably married at like 26, kids at 28, house and career and blah, 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 all done. But here, X Factor doesn't even exist anymore.
You know what's so depressing is we would both be in the over 25s category.
Right? Isn't that horrible?
I used to watch it that they were so old.
Yeah, right? And it's not like, the way the world is viewed now, and like age and career and life and blah, 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 it's actually so different. And the older you get, the more real things are. So like, and also I appreciate like times have changed and people are getting married later and et cetera, et cetera. People are still living at home longer. But like, yeah, I think I will be lucky if I get a partner within the next 2 years.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I don't have any, I've got one single friend, well, two single friends.
Mm.
So.
Also, like, don't get me wrong, like, I have got friends who have kind of lived out my thought process, who have had kids at 24 and got married at 26 and have their own house and at 24 or whatever, do you know what I mean? Like, people have also done that, but I definitely thought by the age of 24, I would have a partner and a very stable career and house and living like an adult life.
that point you were, it was going to be a boy, a man.
Yeah, although it is funny because, like, I've always been teased by, not in a horrible way, more in a banter way, from the family, from like, when you, like, yeah, you never get a boyfriend, when are you gonna get a boyfriend? And I'm like, well, what if it's a girlfriend? And I just used to say that, like, it was just my comeback, probably to, like, ignore the question actually that they're asking. And they would always be like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. But that, I guess, like, subconsciously or like deep down, that might be where that question is provoked from. But always at the, like, probably I'd say s until I was like 19 did I even question the fact that I might want to date girls.
Fair.
I don't know if we even helped her question there, but basically I think the bottom line of it is you're 16, don't feel crap about your sexuality because you might there's more to explore, you know. But also, if you are, if you're quite like, no, this is who I am, then that's great. And
Yeah.
also, the younger you figure it out, the more time you've got to get used to it, and you've got to accept it, and figure out life as this sexuality, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Just don't stress about it. Like, it's not that deep.
Yeah. And also the way things are going, hopefully the community will just get bigger and better and more known. So by the time in a couple of years, like, we'll be massively celebrated.
Your young 16-year-old turns into our elderly age, it was just won't even be a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm excited. I wish I knew at 16. I wish I knew about the sexuality at 16.
Yeah, it probably would have made life a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Would have got me out of some grim situations.
Yeah, 100%. So another message. Hi there, I'm still listening through all your episodes, but I wanted to thank you. I'm so glad your TikTok came across my For You page. I needed to hear that what I was feeling was felt by others. It feels validating to know I'm not alone or weird or that something is wrong with me. I was in a relationship for 21 years with one person, and I never quite understood why I didn't feel any sexual attraction. Not just towards him, but anyone else. I discovered being ace later in life, after the relationship had ended. But your podcast made me feel safe and included in a way I haven't before. So thank you for that. So welcome.
Oh.
This is exactly what we were aiming for, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, I really like that she said that she felt safe.
Yeah.
Main thing that, like, me and you have spoken about, that there's actually a place. Like, there's a place for people. Because I think
There's a place for us.
when you find your place, or you have a go-to, if you're feeling like that, even if it's just sitting in your room by yourself listening to me and you just waffle on, you have that like headspace where you can like focus and
Be like, it's okay.
Yeah. And
But
if you need to hear it's okay a million times, listen to this a million times, it's okay.
it's fine. It's absolutely fine. And do you know what's quite interesting is that those are the two messages that you've picked, because you've got like one from someone who's 16 who has figured it out, and then one from someone who's been in a long-term relationship and has figured it out a lot later.
Yeah.
But then they've both come together and found things on the podcast.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's it. I feel proud of us, you know?
I'm proud. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, those messages were lovely. I think that's a good time to round up this week's episode. What do you think?
Yes, yeah, a nice little 30-minute.
Yeah, gorgeous. Probably
Bit of
even less than 30 minutes, maybe 25.
Yes, bit of wholesome content. Get you all
Nice.
in your feelings.
Gorgeous. Also, I hope everyone is enjoying the sunshine. I hope it stays for now on as well.
I'm not hopeful,
You're
but
not?
the sun is making me hopeful, which is tricky.
Yeah. Do you know what? My mood has completely changed when the sun comes out.
100%.
It's gorgeous. I hope everyone is enjoying the sunshine, and we will be coming in your ears next week.